And now on the Rick Stacy Show,
I present
Jill Bucko with the three big things you don't need to know. Number one.
Brought to you by Fox 35.
Okay, so this is kind of interesting. I just saw, and this literally just popped up. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, if you don't know, they recently got married. She is obviously one of the Baldwin daughters, and you know who Justin Bieber is. They're renting an apartment in the in L.A., I think it is. Is it L.A.? Yeah, it's L.A. For $100,000 a month. It's a mansion in Toluca Lake area of Los Angeles.
That's a nice little area.
So I was joking with Rick saying, okay, so I could probably live there for...
5 minutes?
Yeah. But well, you did some math. What is it?
I did some math, and it's in your favor here. $100,000, what is it, a year?
A month.
$100,000 a month. Okay. And then you, let's see, divide that by 30 days equals $3,333 a day divided by 24 hours equals $138.88.
An hour.
An hour. So really, it's better than you said. Originally, you said off the air you could live there for 5 minutes.
Right.
You could actually afford, well, what are you paying for rent around? Give me an estimate.
Twos.
Okay, so 138, hold on, 123 divided by, what did I say, 138?
Yeah.
138, 88. All right, you could live there for 14 hours.
Okay, seems practical.
So you could move your stuff in, take about an hour or two, and then you have about 12 hours left. You get a lot, leave some 2 hours at the end there to move out.
Just going to sit there and chill.
So you could live there for 10 hours.
Then I gotta go.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Number two.
What do you want to hear about? Halloween wine delivery or Kanye meeting with President Trump tomorrow?
that's a tough choice. That's,
yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. What are Trump and Kanye doing?
I just don't care for wine, but...
We're working on my next album.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
So I guess he's going to have lunch with President Trump tomorrow and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, at the White House.
Right.
They plan to talk about, what is it, the number of manufacturing jobs in Chicago, because, you know, Kanye's from Chicago.
Oh, right.
As well as more job opportunities for former convicts. So I guess Jared Kushner, has been working on, like, an overhaul of the criminal justice system, and he was present during Trump's meeting with Kim Kardashian, you know, when she was trying to get them to take away the sentence for Alice Johnson. So he thought, I guess, you know, if Kim can meet with the president for her cause, and it actually worked, maybe I should go have lunch with the president and talk to him about overhauling the criminal justice system, mainly for Chicago, and see if that works.
I have a lot of respect for Kanye, even though sometimes he seems like he's something like, I don't know what kind of codone he's taking, but something's off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to do what he's doing against, can you imagine the threats and hate he's getting because it doesn't conform to the
dude,
thought?
Did you see that SNL thing?
Yeah, remember we talked about that.
Yeah.
But, I kind of... it's very tough to stick to your guns and what you believe in when everybody else is saying they don't believe in what you believe in.
Because mob mentality, they want you to be part of the mob. If you step out of the mob, then we're going to get you, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, it might work. You never know. I wonder what they have. This is where my brain goes. I'm like, what do they eat? Like, when Trump and Kanye sit down for lunch, I wonder what they're having. Like, does there a White House chef that whips something up? I wonder what they have for lunch.
I'm sure.
Oh. And can you just order anything you want? This is where my brain goes.
Yeah.
Number three.
Right to the food. That's because you've been starving yourself for how many months now?
I'm on a wedding diet. I'm just hungry.
Wedding diet.
She sniffs my food. That's her meal.
I do. I smell his food. No, I eat, but I just eat healthy stuff.
Jill, you eat like a tomato sandwich.
Harold's fed up with me. He's to the point where he's just over it. Like, I'll eat like a kale salad. He's like, I can't wait till you're eating real food again. I'm like, this is real food. It's just healthy. And then after I eat, I usually go and I turn on Netflix, which is what I do. I have so many shows I'm watching. I started watching the Jane the Virgin that you turned me on to, Rick.
Right.
Cute show. But, you know, you could be a
Did
Netflix.
Did you hear that?
I know. He rolls his eyes at Jane the Virgin. We had this discussion yesterday.
I've watched it. I didn't.
Not everybody wants to sit around watching Rick and Morty all the time.
Dude, I'm on that Electric Dreams, that Philip K. Dick thing with all little short stories.
Yeah. So you could be addicted to Netflix. The average subscriber streamed 50 minutes of Netflix a day last year.
Whoa.
Now there is a Netflix super user in India who watched more than 7 hours a day. He admitted he needs help. He's an unidentified man, checked into the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences in Bangalore last week after using Netflix to escape the reality of his unemployment. I guess he was fired and he was going down a rabbit hole and he thought, you know what, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to watch my Netflix, and hopefully that makes me feel better.
You know what it is? Netflix could fix all this. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. As soon as you end with one episode of something, it starts the countdown like 3, 2, 1, and then it just goes into the next episode.
It's so happy.
So if you look away from the TV for 2 seconds, you know, go grab yourself a drink, you come back, well, the next episode's going. That's 40 more minutes of your life.
Yep.
That's how it gets me every time. 1 hour turns into 5.
And the worst feeling that sends you into a deep spiral of depression is when you get to the end of a season or an end of a series and it's over and you're waiting for another one and another one doesn't come. It's sad. Anyway, a lot of people go to Netflix to, I guess, pull them out. Yeah, I mean, it is an escape because whatever you're doing. But this guy said he's going to this institute.
I go to Netflix because I have other people on my account. So I go to Netflix to see what they're watching. Then I call them up and I go, so I saw you you were watching
such and such.
Yeah. Explain that.
Yeah.
Do you have an uncontrollable urge to binge watch Netflix?
Well, I mean, stranger things have happened, but my life feels as stable as a house of cards.
It sounds like you already have 13 reasons why you need to break the addiction. Oh, boy. You maniac. Maybe you should try Hulu.
Hulu will help me get rid of that feeling like I'm lost in space?
Hulu will help you avoid a series of unfortunate events. And it's not a drug. So you don't have to worry about the narcos at your door.
Are there any side effects?
Side effects include The Handmaid's Tale and... oh, wait, that's it? Maybe you should try Amazon Prime.
What?
Trade in the unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt for the marvelous Mrs. Maisel and break your Netflix addiction.
Ozark!
You may need more work than we thought.